Good day. I'm Mary Agnes Carey, and this is Health on the Hill. Seven Republican candidates participated in last night's presidential debate, but the evening's healthcare discussion was focused on attacking President Obama and the healthcare law instead of their own plans. Let's take a look at this exchange between former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty when CNN's John King tried to get Pawlenty to talk about his description of the health law as Obamacare.
Your rival is standing right there. If it was Obamacare on Fox News Sunday, why is it not Obamacare standing here with the governor right there?
President Obama is the person who I quoted in saying he looked to Massachusetts for designing his program. He's the one who said it's a blueprint and that he merged the two programs. And so using the term Obamacare was a reflection of the president's comments that he designed Obamacare on the Massachusetts health care plan.
Governor, you want to respond to that at all?
No, just to say this, which is, my guess is the president is going to eat those words and wish he hadn't put them out there. And I can't wait to debate him and say, Mr. President, if in fact you did look at what we did in Massachusetts, why didn't you give me a call and ask what worked and what didn't?
And here's former House Speaker Newt Gingrich's critique of Representative Paul Ryan's Medicare plan.
If you're dealing with something as big as Medicare and you can't have a conversation with the country where the country thinks what you're doing is the right thing, you better slow down. Remember, we all got mad at Obama because he ran over us when we said don't do it. Well, the Republicans ought to follow the same ground rule. If you can't convince the American people it's a good idea, maybe it's not a good idea.
With me to discuss these and other moments from last night's Republican presidential debate is David Nather of Politico Pro. Thanks for joining us, David.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the moment that showed in the clip where Tim Pawlenty had this golden opportunity to attack Mitt Romney for the health plan that he passed when he was governor of Massachusetts. Why didn't Tim Pawlenty do that?
You know, everybody is just totally puzzled by that today. Politico's Jonathan Martin had this great line about it, something like, he had the shiny new gun and he just put it back in the holster. So everybody's trying to figure that out. His spokesman told one of the other news outlets that, well, it's because we wanted to keep the night focused on President Obama. We weren't trying to go after each other as much. And there may be some truth to that because that is kind of the course of how these debates go. The early debates are a little gentler, and especially when everybody's running against an incumbent president, President Obama.
But this is viewed by some as a weakness, right, for Mitt Romney, the health plan that he passed in Massachusetts. It won't be a point where they can distinguish the Republican candidate from President Obama if, in fact, Mitt Romney got the nomination. So is this going to hurt Tim Pawlenty that he didn't move when he could have, moved in on this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, maybe not over the long term, but people are going to be looking at it. Anybody who's voting in the Republican primaries is going to look at it and say, okay, you know, this is where we want you guys to tangle. You had this great line on the Sunday talk shows, bring it on. And he didn't. You know, it just looks like he lost his nerve. I mean, it's going to set him back for a while unless, you know, further down the road he can convince people that, you know, that he's got the courage to stick with an attack line.
Let's go a little bit then to Medicare. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich tried to distance himself from his earlier criticism of Paul Ryan's Medicare plan. Did he pull it off?
Well, not really, because, you know, he was trying to say, well, yeah, actually, I support the Ryan plan. But then he came right back and said, look, I think his exact words were something like, you know, my words were taken out of context. I'd be glad to repeat them. And, you know, you just kind of hear all these Republican operatives slapping their foreheads, right? Because what he does is he comes out and says, look, you know, maybe we should slow down. Maybe we should listen to people. You know, if it was supposed to be distancing himself from an early attack, he just swung right around and got right back into it. It was very strange.
And other candidates, including Rick Santorum, former senator of Pennsylvania, said they supported the Ryan plan. Was that an important thing for them to say?
It was important for Rick Santorum to say that, you know, he's trying to stake out the ground as sort of the true down the line conservative, you know, in the model of Paul Ryan, you know, who is still considered a rising star within the Republican Party, despite all the controversy over the Medicare plan. So, you know, he was trying to hitch himself to Ryan pretty closely and saying, well, what Paul Ryan and Rick Santorum want to do is to make the whole Medicare program something like the Medicare prescription drug program, which is really interesting because Santorum has been saying he regrets voting for that. But, you know, it's, you know, for now, he's trying to say, look, that was a Republican program. It worked better than we expected. This is the model for what Paul Ryan is trying to do. It makes it sound a lot less threatening and something that seniors might actually be familiar with.
So let's look ahead. You mentioned earlier this is the first of probably a long series of debates. How will the Republican presidential debates change on health care, if at all?
Well, you're going to see somebody engage Mitt Romney on the mandate question in a way that we didn't see last night. You're going to see more of that. It may come from Pawlenty. It may come from one of the others, if you see a breakout. It could come from Rick Perry, you know, once he gets in. But, it's going to happen because the vulnerability is sitting right there. You know, Romney really had it kind of easy last night, and he knows he's not going to have it that easy for the whole course of the debates.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your thoughts, David Nather, a Politico Pro.
Thank you.